In the Word of God, I invite you to join me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Isaiah, chapter 58, and we're going to look at just one passage of Scripture from Isaiah, chapter 58, and verse 6 today. As you know, we are about to conclude the year 2007, and we're about to begin the year 2008. Has been our tradition here that we have established, we believe, by the invitation of the Lord. We begin each new year with a 21-day corporate fast. I want to speak to you today about what the Lord has spoken to my spirit about and given me several affirmations and confirmations that 2008 is going to be the year of breakthrough. 2008, the year of breakthrough. How many need a breakthrough in 2008? Amen. Amen. Well, it begins with a truth that we'll find hidden in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. Let's read out loud and let's read loudly. You know there's a difference between out loud and loudly. Let's read out loud, but let's also read loudly. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Is this not the fast which I choose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and break every yoke? Let's do it again, just for Jesus' sake. Is this not the fast which I choose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and break every yoke? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. Father, we come to you and we ask for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need you to maximize this message and minimize me as the messenger. I ask for clarity of mind, simplicity of speech, and freedom to deliver this word. I do not ask it for fame or reputation, but I ask it that you might be honored and glorified and that these saints might be edified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And all of God's children say, amen. 2008, the year of breakthrough. Even the most casual of Bible students can recognize in our Hebrew Bible that numbers have a deep significance. For example, the number 7 is always a number of perfection or completion. For example, God created the world in how many days? 7 days. It was complete. The number 8 is always the number of new beginnings. When you study the Word of God, you will find that there were 8 resurrections recorded in the Scripture. New beginnings. It is more than a little interesting that in our current Gregorian calendar that we are completing the year of our Lord 2000 what? We're completing the year. Somebody's a year ahead of us. Amen. We are completing the year 2007, and we're about to begin the year 2008. Don't let me make you gunshy now. Go ahead. In addition to that, the Hebrew calendar recognizes this as the year 5768. So in both calendar systems, we have a season of 7 that's now beginning to be followed by a new season of 8. The number 7 is Zion in the Hebrew. And the Zion is a sword with a crown. This has been a year of dividing asunder soul and spirit for many of us. It's been a year of finishing and completing certain phases of our life, as well as mending some things that's needed to be mended. The exciting thing to me is that we're moving from the completion and the fulfillment of one aspect of God's glory to the next aspect of His glory in 2008. The new beginnings of 2008. It was in October that I was seeking the Lord as to what 2008 might be characterized by. What kinds of promises could I look forward to in 2008? And I believe that in October the Lord spoke to my spirit and impressed upon me that 2008 would be the year of breakthrough. Now that's exciting to me and that's interesting to me, but But I need affirmation of that. And I need confirmation of that. And so, as soon as I believe that the Lord has spoken something prophetically to me, I begin to look for confirmation. I begin to look for affirmation of things. And I begin to listen to conversations. It wasn't very long after that till I was in a conversation with Tim Taylor. And he was explaining a crisis that his ministry was facing, but how they were meeting it head on, and God was going to bless even in the midst of a tremendous mess. And he shared something just in passing, just in casual, that a mutual friend of ours named Sammy Wilson had spoken, that God had given him a dream. And in this dream, God had told him that, he said this to him in the dream, a storm is a storm. A series of storms are a series of storms, but 2008 will be the year of breakthrough. And I want to tell you, I had a Holy Ghost spell. Now, I was trying to encourage him and minister to him, but I said, you have no idea how much my spirit bears witness with that. And he did as well. And so what I want to share with you, is that 2008 is going to be a year of breakthrough for us as we are completing the phase of one season of our life with 2007, and we are embarking upon the new beginnings of a new season and a new life for 2008 in our life. Well, fasting and praying became a part of my life in the early 90s. I've shared that story with you before, how I got convicted as I was studying through and preaching through the book of Nehemiah, that up until that time in my life, I had never fasted intentionally a day of my life. Now, I had a fast last Saturday night that I didn't intend, and there was a purging that goes on and all of that. So you get the picture, I won't have to show the video. It wouldn't be very big. I've had those kind of fastings before, but never one for spiritual purposes until the early 90s. And then God had convicted me about that, and he led me into a 40-day fast, and the changes and the blessings that came to my life and the life of the church that I was pastoring at the time are just phenomenal and exponential. Well, since that time, fasting has been a regular part of my year. I may fast a couple of times a year. I may fast a half a dozen times a year, depending upon the circumstances and the different crises. At least one time a year, I enter into a time of fasting for different things. However, it wasn't until 2005 that I had connected the dots between fasting corporately at the beginning of every year. And it was through Jensen Franklin and Free Chapel that God helped to connect those dots together for me, and it made sense to me. So in 2006 and 2007, we have, in the young existence of a church, fasted 21 days at the 1st of January for our last 2 years, and we're inviting you to do the same in 2008. It'll begin January 6th, which is next Sunday. Now, in doing so, in doing this, I want our prayer and fasting to focus on three specific things. These are things that I believe that the Lord has confirmed in my spirit, and I'm going to share them with you today. It'll have to do with 2008 being the year of breakthrough. The first thing that I believe that as we embark upon 2008, the year of new beginnings, is that I believe that the Lord would have us to be focusing on the promise of and the hopes for and the belief in that 2008 is going to be a year of release. There's going to be a year of release. Look at what it says again in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. Is this not the fast which I choose to loosen the bonds of what? Of wickedness. To undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every single yoke. I believe that for 2007, and maybe for 7 years, if you trace it back, you'll be able to see how that part or what God was doing or allowing to be done in your life is now run its course and is coming to completion. It's coming to completion. It has had its time of fulfillment. And how you have responded to it, how you have been dealing with it, is going to be proportioned to how you get off to a new beginning. But God is offering to you, and God is offering to me, a year of release. God is saying, I'm going to undo some of the bands. I'm going to loosen some of the bonds of wickedness, and I'm going to break every yoke against you. How many of you could use a fresh release in your finances? How many of you could use a fresh anointing in your business? How many of you could use a fresh release of God's power and of God's favor in your marriage, in your relationships, in your academics, in your school, in your life? Well, that's what God is promising for us in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6 and 2008. And fasting and praying beginning January the 6th helps to pre-position you and pre-position me to be in alignment for this release. To make sure that if there are bands of wickedness around us, if there are bonds or yokes around us, that they can be broken by the power of God. Can I get a witness to that? Do you hear what I'm saying? I believe also that it's going to be a time of release for some of our children. I believe that there's been an all-out attack and assault on the children of godly homes. And some of our sons and some of our daughters have come under the spell, have come under the grips and come under the bonds of unequal yokes in society. But God is going to break those bonds, and God's going to shatter those things. He's going to call the prodigals home in 2008. It's going to be a year of breakthrough in your lives. 2008 is the year of new beginnings. And oh, what a great way to do it, of letting God's completion and fulfillment of 2007 give way to a year of release. Not only is it going to be a year of release, but I believe it is also going to be a year of restoration. A year of restoration. Look at what he says in Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Then I will make up to you for the what? Years. Circle that, Barney. Barney only had one bullet. If you've only got one, circle it right here. I believe that if you need to, I believe if you haven't already, that you ought to, just ask the Lord, when did this season begin for you? This season that's about to have its completion. This season that's about to have its fulfillment. What year did it start? I believe that you can trace it back for you, whatever the season is. I know for me that my season that I'm thanking God is completing December 31st started in 2000. In the year 2000, a new season I entered into. There's been some hills and there's been some valleys. But that season is about to come to an end. How about for you? How about for you? God says, I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has what? Now, there's four different kinds of locusts mentioned here. What's he say? The swarming locust, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust. Have you ever seen a tree that has been attacked by a caterpillar or by a locust? I mean, in one day that thing can be in full foliage, and the next minute that can be stripped naked. I believe what God is saying through the prophet Joel is that there's been an all-out attack on your family, on your family tree. And no matter what it is, no matter what it is that has attacked your family, whether it's been the fruit from your family, whether it's been the branches of your family, whether it's been the bark of your family, or whether it's been attacking the roots of your family, God said, I'm going to restore the years that the locusts have stolen. How many of you are ready for a year of restoration? How many can receive the truth that 2008 is going to be a year of breakthrough for you and for your loved ones? Now, men, I am challenging you. I'm challenging you to step up to the task. The Bible says that God went in a season looking for men who would stand in the gap. But God says, as a heartbreaking testimony, I could find none. I could find none. But I believe as we end 2007, as we get ready for 2008, God said, I'm looking for some men that'll stand up and say, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. That you're going to rise up and you're going to attack the swarming locust. You're going to attack the creeping locust. You're going to attack the stripping locust and the gnawing locust. And you're going to say, you can't have my family tree anymore. You can't have my heritage anymore. You can't have my fruit any longer. The women will follow. The women will follow. They'll lead. They'll run over us if we don't get out there and do that. We don't have to encourage them too much. They're on board with this. Men, we got to step up to the challenge. We got to step up to the opportunity, and we've got to go forward. It's going to be a year of restoration, and it's going to begin as we enter into 2008. But oh, there's a third thing that I want to show you. It's going to be a fast that we focus on reward. Reward. Look at what the Scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves. Now beloved, I don't know of many things that humble you greater and humble me greater than fasting. Amen. How many of you love to eat? How many of you love eating? I made all kind of promises last Saturday night, Sunday morning. I'd never eat another thing again. Took me 3 days to get over that, you know, but I've eaten again. But when you humble yourself, fasting is one of the most specific ways that we can humble ourselves. He says, if my people will humble themselves and what? Notice the ands in this condition. And pray. That's what you do with fasting. Fasting is not really biblical fasting if it's not combined with praying. Otherwise, you're just dieting. We've got to make sure that we are fasting and praying. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray and what? Seek my face. That's what fasting is all about. It's doing without food. It's not eating for the purpose of spiritual communication. What you want to do is you want to hear from heaven as much as you want to talk to heaven. And God has promised when you humble yourself, when you'll pray, and when you'll seek His face, and in the process, guess what? He's going to show you some things you're going to need to turn from. And you turn from your wicked ways, then God says, I'll hear from heaven and will what? Forgive their sin and heal their land. Now in this time of reward, what the Bible promises us is in Hebrews 11:6, is that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. God's going to reward you if you'll choose at His bidding, not mine. Don't ever enter into a fast because a pastor asks you to. About 24 hours into that, when the Whopper commercials come on, you're going to be saying, what did I do? You'll be trying to watch your favorite show on TV, and you're going to see that every 15 minutes, 7 fast food commercials are going to come on. And the further you go into it, they're going to double and quadruple, in doing that. Don't ever enter into a fast just because the pastor, you know, said that we're going to do it. And some of you can't fast because of medical reasons, and you've got more wisdom on that than anybody else. You use wisdom about this. It may not be that you can fast food. Maybe there's something else that you can. But you can use a time of doing without something for the purpose of communicating with God. Now don't use that as an invitation to cop out on a divine encounter that you're going to have. I mean, there's nothing about your flesh that enjoys this. Nothing about your flesh that'll take delight in this. But your spirit, your inner man will be renewed. And you'll be more sensitive to the Lord than you've ever been. You'll hear from the Lord like you haven't heard from Him. And you'll be able to speak forth with boldness like you haven't been able to speak forth with boldness before. And you're going to be pre-positioning yourself for your year of breakthrough. Now, there are 8 things that I want to give you real quickly, and I just want to touch on them, that I believe that we need to be focused on and attentive to in this next year. Next week, For everyone who wants one, I'm going to have a 21-day calendar for you that'll help you for your prayer and fasting. There'll be some specific things that I want you to pay attention to. There'll be some specific passages that I want you to read. But there'll be 8 characteristics that 2008 will unfold for us. Here's the first one. The first one is I believe that 2008, this year of new beginnings, is going to be a year of manifestation. It's going to be a year of manifestation, and I believe that there's going to be physical manifestations of what you've been watching for and what you've been waiting to see. What has been on the other side of that wall or that barrier that you know is over there, you know has been promised to you, you've not been able to get through, you've not been able to get beyond, but in 2008, you're going to see a physical manifestation of what you've been watching for and looking for. It might be a son coming home. It might be a daughter coming back to the Lord. It might be a marriage being strengthened. It might be a release of finances. It might be a breaking of an addiction of drugs or alcohol or nicotine or any number of things. But God's going to give you a physical manifestation of His presence and of His glory and of His power and His fulfillment of His promises to you. Look for it. It's going to be a year filled with manifestation. But also I believe that 2008 is going to be a year of dominion. It's going to be a year of dominion. That's going to be a key word for the body of Christ in 2008. God says we will rule where we have been positioned, and we will demonstrate great authority over our enemies. God is also saying that all squatters are going to have to go off the land that's been allotted to the righteous. All squatters have got to go. Some of you have got some squatters in your mind. They got to go. You've got some enemies there that come and they set up camp and they're acting as if they own your mind. They're acting as if they own your heart. They're acting as if they rule your life. And they have been, but 2007 is over. It is complete. It is fulfilled. And 2008 is a year of new beginnings, and you're going to have a renewed mind, and you're going to have dominion and authority over those enemies that have been squatting on your property.
All right.
Pay attention to the word and the opportunities for dominion. Number three, you've got to pay close attention to covenant. To covenant. Exodus chapter 23 would be a great chapter to focus on. God will perform His covenant blessings and responsibilities to you and to me in new and profound ways. In 2008, we're going to focus more on covenant responsibility and covenant blessings. You know that any covenant that you enter into, there are responsibilities with it. But any covenant that you enter into, there are blessings that follow from it, that flow from it. And God is going to reestablish the beauty of covenant among His people, and we are going to be blessed as His children. Number four, it's going to be a year of momentum. Momentum. Now this will not only be a year to begin a fresh season in our life, but 2008 will be a year when the body of Christ gains positive momentum. Now remember, to stop momentum, it's necessary to apply a force against its motion for a given period of time. But the more momentum an object has, the less likely it's to stop its forward motion. Amen? God is going to see to it that we have positive momentum that begins to build, and the 21 days of fasting and praying helps to build that positive momentum. Number five. It's going to be a year of abundant grace. Abundant grace. All eights go beyond. All eights go above. All eights focus on abundance. We must go beyond our last anointing. We must go beyond our last blessing. Resurrection power is available to us, and God is going to give it to us in super abundance. As I told you, there were 8 recorded miracles in the Elijah's life. How many do you think Elisha got? 16. Elisha got a double portion. That's what I'm trying to tell you, church. God got a double portion for you in 2008. Are you ready for the double portion of blessing that God has for you? Number six, as I've stated, it's going to be a year of overcoming. So fasten yourself to the Lord and don't let the enemy's hook drag you off the stage of your future. Break your orphan spirit. Return to your place of innocence, says the Lord, and the secret place calls you to it. Stay in the secret place so you can be sent forth on key missions, and the book of John and all of his epistles will be key books for you this year. Number 7, it's going to be a year for circumcision. For circumcision. Circumcision was performed on what day? The 8th day. Circumcision is the cutting away of the excess flesh that hinders intimacy between you and God. We don't abide under the law's circumcision. We abide under the new covenant's circumcision, the circumcision of our hearts. And God wants to cut away that excess flesh from your heart, from my heart, that keeps perfect intimacy from taking place between Him and us. It also is associated with rolling away the reproach from your past. Some of you need to say, "It is finished. The reproach I've carried from my past. It is completed. It is fulfilled." And 2008 is the year of new beginning. And 2008, make sure that you cast away the reproach from the past that you've carried around like a ball and chain. And let God's superabundant grace allow you a double portion of abundance of blessing. Then finally, number 8 is tabernacles. Tabernacles. This was the one major feast that was linked with 8 days. God intended for us to celebrate for 7 days and to take a Shabbat, to take a Sabbath, to take a rest on the 8th. That is not a cessation of activity, but it is a ceasing from striving, and it is an enjoyment of what has been provided for us. God wants us to remember our past wilderness wanderings, but He wants us to celebrate our way into the new beginning and enter into a divine rest. So this is God's year of new beginnings that's just before us. Are you ready to enter into it? Are you ready to close the door on 2007 and open the door to a new beginning in 2008? For some of you, it may very well be that you come back and revisit the Lord at His table. It may very well be that some of you drag the reproach from your past to the altar and you go ahead and nail it down right there. For some of you, it just may be choosing to believe a promise of a new beginning as opposed to the lie of an old life. But if you're ready for 2007 to come to its completion and have its final fulfillment, and you walk out of it and into 2008, I want you to do so in a tangible, objective, measurable way during this invitation. For some of you here today, it may very well be that you have never cast off the reproach of a pagan life. You've never been saved. You've never entered into a grace relationship with God Almighty. He is a creator. He is a redeemer. He created you to know Him and to enjoy Him forever. But it begins by you acknowledging you don't have a relationship with Him. It can be established if you'll acknowledge that you're a sinner, that your sin has separated you from Him, but He has provided for you a way that you can be saved. It simply means letting God become the controller, the driver of your life. You say, "I've taken this thing down too many wrong paths. I've come to too many detours and dead ends and disappointments. And God, I'm tired of driving through this mess. I'm going to let you drive my life from this day forward. That's what it means. If you're ready to let God have control of your life, you can do so right where you sit. Maybe you've given him control of your life, but you become a backseat driver. You're trying to tell him where to turn, where to go, how fast to go here, how slow to go there. And you're going to say, God, I'm going to quit trying to tell you how to get me where you're taking me. I'm just going to go along with the joy, with the journey. Would you bow your heads, please? The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God's raised him from the dead, we will be saved. I'm going to ask everybody here to confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. It does your body good to hear that confession from time to time, and it may encourage the person next to you, in front of you, behind you to do it for the first time. But I'm going to ask everyone to confess out loud the words that I say. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord. You died on the cross for my sins. You were raised from the dead the third day. Come into my heart. Take control of my life. You are my Lord. And now you're my Savior. I've confessed it with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart. In Jesus' name, I've settled it. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to stand with me at this time. If you're ready to walk out of 2007 and walk towards 2008, you walk the way that God would have you to do. If there's a reproach from your past that you're ready to cast off, you drag that thing to an altar and you nail it down. There's a burden that you're tired of, you come and leave it today. If you need to take communion again, you come and you take it again. The invitation's open. You come this time. In Jesus' name, you come.